بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. The last time we discussed the recitation of the quls, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, which we call معوذات. معوذات, those quls that Allah Ta'ala has kept infecting them, that they protect a person. And as we mentioned before also, Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah says, يَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَرْ مِنْ كُلِّ وِرْدٍ, that is sufficient for you, to suffice you for all types of evil, for all the wazifas, etc. that you have missed. This will be sufficient to suffice you for all of that. Allah Ta'ala has kept great effect in it. In the three quls before you sleep also, we read Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Kafirun one time. Surah Al-Kafirun one time. As we mentioned, you read the three quls, blow on your palms, then you wipe it over your body, second time, and a third time. This was the same thing Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha did before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Divine protection, one should make a habit of reciting these surahs every morning and evening. As you mentioned, after Fajr and after Maghrib, we recite it three times each. Other namazes, we recite them one time each. And when retiring to bed, as they are a means of great protection, such was the punctuality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the recitation that even when he was too weak to recite them himself, he instructed Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha to recite them for him. Furthermore, if a person cannot recite these surahs on his own, then another person may recite them and blow on him. That was permissible. This we can do for the children also. They are sick. So first we resort to amal. Resort to amal first, whatever we can read, whatever we can do from our side, seven times Surah Fatiha, in the three quls, three times each, Ayatul Kursi, all these have effect in them. These, Allah Ta'ala has kept shifa in them and effect in them. Hence, every parent should try to recite the three quls and blow on the small children, and as they grow older, they should be taught to recite the surahs by themselves. So all these things Allah Ta'ala has given us, this is part of our daily syllabus, ma'amulat. One is our Quran Tilawat daily, which we should be reading. Hazrat mentioned also that now you can already get the fragrance of Ramadan coming through. All talking about Ramadan is coming. Ramadan is coming. Not December. What is the Blessed Friday that's coming? Blessed Friday. We don't call it Black Friday. So Blessed Friday is it. People are talking about that. Then another Monday and then December. Ours is Ramadan. So Ramadan is very soon. So Hazrat says also, last Ramadan that we passed, we're going ahead right now. At least by now, the non-hafiz should at least finish 15 paras plus on the last Ramadan and prepare himself now for the next Ramadan, before the next Ramadan, to finish his one khatam in the year. And in the month of Ramadan, a second khatam. This is the haqq of the Quran Sharif that at least in a year, a person finishes at least two khatams. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah used to say, at least finish two khatams in a year. So we have 11 months of the year to make just one khatam, not more. That's a bare minimum right of Quran Sharif. Person December now, business was quiet, say this year wasn't good, didn't make it. But nobody says now 11 months went past, things weren't good, I didn't finish my Quran khatam. My brother messaged me a few weeks ago, he said, Alhamdulillah, first time in my life, this is about a month ago, I'm already halfway down my Quran khatam, Alhamdulillah, first time, after almost 30 years now. Shukr Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq. So we should check also our hisab kitab. Many of us are saying that things are not going right, but my Quran is not there. Then our morning Surah Yasin, whether we're reading that, then when it comes to the evening, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Tabarak, Waqi'ah, all these, we have to read these surahs every night. We have to read them. All these surahs now will protect us in the qabr when we go in there. Like how we're sitting here right now, we see how hot it is outside. When we come into sometimes the bedroom, now the aircon is on, the bed sheets are nice and clean, everything is so perfectly set. So you want the same thing in the qabr also. When you wake up over there, and then everything is open, the bed is already made, all you got to jump off from your, where you're lying down onto your bed. Pillow is already put up, aircon is already on, wood burner is on, mashallah. That's what you want in the qabr. Allah Ta'ala gave us over here, why not over there also? But we got to make that plan also. It's just not wishful thinking. It will happen. I think, no, it's an effort, there's a plan behind it. Like how dunya, there's a plan behind it. This is the everyday plan. that today, before I sleep, al-Iflam min sajda, tabarak, waqi'a, yasin, we can add to it also. Very good. As much as we can, and this we should be doing these things over here. Then we have all these surahs, and then we'll see. Our life is full of barakat. The more a'mal, the more time we're going to spend in our a'mal, what will happen is in less time for dunya, and dunya talks. Now because we engage in a'mal, nawafil, or faraiz, wazifas, Quran tilawat. So understand, when we engage in this a'mal, we are close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala wants us to be close. When the magicians came to Fir'aun also, and they asked him, إِنَّنَا لَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّ نَحْنُ غَالِبِينَ. O Fir'aun, if we win this match competition, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, then what will pay us? What will be our reward for that? He said, لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. He said, make you among the close ones. Make you among the close ones. You want to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the magic. Read about surahs. Then you win the competition also from dunya. Competition is on right now. Then we'll be close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala wants us to be close. So when Allah ta'ala wants us to be close, and we are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are making that effort to be close to Allah, then what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make dunya easy for you, so you can remain closer to Him. Because you want to be close. So Allah will take care of dunya. Don't waste so much time there. I enjoy you being with me here right now. I enjoy you being with here. With me reading my Quran Sharif, mashallah, spending time in Durood Sharif and Istighbar, so Allah Ta'ala takes care of one's dunya. Allah Ta'ala frees him slowly from there. They're moving ahead, severity of the fever. As Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports, I entered into the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his final illness, while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was experiencing the pain of fever. Observing severity of his pain, I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you experience severe fever pain? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, I experience fever pain like that which two of you experience. That is double the pain. This was the Nabi of Allah. But as I say, the difficulties and mashaqqat that we go through in this world, we feel, unfortunately, we have this mindset that if a person is having a good life, Allah loves him. Allah loves him. Allah is giving him wealth, so Allah loves him. Allah Ta'ala gives wealth to those that He hate also. Right? You find the kuffar, the homes He's taking, the cars they're driving, sometimes they park next to us. You see what cars they're driving. This means Allah loves them. Allah Ta'ala, when He loves someone, Allah Ta'ala gives him ilm. Allah Ta'ala gives him deen. That Allah Ta'ala doesn't give the kafir. But our mind has been tuned in that way. That if Allah Ta'ala loves you, He'll give you wealth. He'll give you a good life. Whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would say, Shaddul bala anbiya, that those that experience the worst torments and trials, tribulations, with anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They went through it. We see the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, poverty, difficulty. So here also, fever, person shouldn't think life is punishment from Allah. Rather, we say that illness is a rahmat from Allah. And good health is a ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I then asked, is that because you will receive double the reward? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, أَجَلْ ذَلِكَ كَذَلِكَ مَا مِنْ مُسْلِمٍ يُصِيبُهُ أَذًا شَوْكَةٌ فَمَا فَوْقَهَا إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا سَيِّئَاتِ كَمَا تَحُدُّ الشَّجَرَةُ وَرَقَهَا. So Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, yes, it is for that reason that he will get double the reward. There is no Muslim who is afflicted by some difficulty. Look at this, difficulty afflicts him. Be it the prick of a thorn, or something more insignificant than that also, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe away his sins in exchange of the difficulty. To that extent, Allah ta'ala will forgive his gunas, just as a tree sheds off its leaves. That's why I mentioned that the brothers, when you go through some difficulty, sometimes you can't find your keys, sometimes you can't find the pen, right? Or something happens, some car not starting. So, as you mentioned, what happens when you say, ish, Inna lillahi. It's called ish, whatever it may be now. Maybe we can say maybe Arabic word, ayyu shay. What is? Say subhanallah, inna lillahi. So you get reward for that also. You're getting reward for the difficulty you are going through right now. Well, therefore, we should react correctly to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Together with this being a great consolation and virtue for those that experience difficulties, it also explains the fact that difficulties are not necessarily a sign of the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important to understand. Because we've got this mindset that you go through difficulties, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing you. But here Towards the Thani rahmatullah explains that how do you know that whatever difficulty you are going through is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This we're going to know the system of Allah, how Allah ta'ala's system works. Is Allah ta'ala punishing me right now? Or is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testing me right now? So the Thani rahmatullah alayhi says that when you're going through that difficulty is taking you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a test and you passed. Getting closer to Allah. But if that test, affliction, is taking you away from Allah, and makhluq, creation now, is going to the creation to sort out the problem of his, then that's a punishment. Go. For example, Allah Ta'ala, save us. Insurances, you know it's haram. Absolutely haram. We can say what we want. We're living in a kafir country. Alright, we're living in a kafir country. Somebody might knock into my car, or I knock into his car. How do I pay for it? That now, Allah Ta'ala has already written is going to happen. But what we want to do now, we want airbags all around us, cushions. Ya Allah, if you hit from here, I'm covered. Ya Allah, you hit from there, I'm covered. Whether it's my health, I'm covered. Whether it's my car, I'm covered. Whether it's my home, I'm covered. So Ya Allah, whatever you send down, I got myself covered. Inna lillahi wa inna. Allah Ta'ala was silent. Allah Ta'ala's stick is very silent. All that you're covered, Allah will take your sukoon away. Only paying insurance premiums. And all that becomes snakes in the qabar after that. Our Yusuf Sahib, we say, rahmatullah alayhi, all his insurance policies and what we are paying, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, in case we have a difficult day. Effectively, he would say what it means, that in case now there's some famine or some drought or shortage of supply of food, etc. So I just got some plots, some farms in the, outside the city, I'm rearing some pigs. In case the shortage of food, I got some pigs over there. In difficult times, then we can start and eat. He says, this is what you are doing right now. By paying all, which is haram. So just now you are buying more pigs and more khanazir, and you are keeping them. For the answer for all that money that you wasted and you spent against the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So how you know it's a test? If it takes you closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, person met in an accident, and he says, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Lucky I'm insured. Say double inna lillahi. Lucky I'm insured. Where the mind goes first to? Insurance man. Bank business went down, goes to the bank manager. Doesn't go to the salah, doesn't go to amal, doesn't go to iman. Then Allah Ta'ala says, which way the heart is going? Is it going towards me or is it going away from me? Which way is it going? Yes, after that, use the means, halal means, jaiz means, the test is on. Why Allah Ta'ala took this away from me? Why Allah Ta'ala tested me? That is all in the decree of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We are happy with the decree of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not have undergone such severe pain if this was an indication of the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a difficult life doesn't mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with you. Allah ta'ala knows who to give and how to give and when to give and how much to give also. Good thoughts regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrate, I heard Rasulullah ﷺ say 3 days prior to his demise, لَا يَمُوتَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا وَهُوَ يُحْسِنُ بِاللَّهِ ظَنَّ. None of you should pass away except while he is in the condition where he entertains good thoughts regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very important. The life of a Muslim, and now more than ever, we find people are going through so much of tension and anxiety. And all is why? Why this has happened to me? Why this happened to me? What did I do? Zakim Sahib would say, rahmatullah alayhi, just the statement shows so much of pride before Allah. Ya Allah, you are unjust. Why you did this to me? Why you deprived? What the right do we have over Allah? We have no right whatsoever. Just to even think that now, Ya Allah, why? You say, who you think you are? But Allah Ta'ala can't test you. Are you somebody? And that too because you have this notion that you are somebody based upon Allah Ta'ala gave you, not your own. Now you got that pride. Why it happened to me? Why he did that to me? Why she did that to me? Allah Ta'ala decreed it. Allah wants to see how you're going to react and how you're going to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we are saying over and over again that we did in Maktab, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The taqdeer, whether good or bad, from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we accept it. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said 3 days before his demise, none of you should pass away except while he is in the condition where he entertains good thoughts regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we should check our own hearts. That do we have good thoughts of Allah? When we have good thoughts of Allah, Allah is doing the best for me right now. Allah wants to give me the best is my incorrect amal and my incorrect decision that I am making. But Allah wants to give me the best. I'm doing the wrong things, and many a times we make decisions of life, for life, which are not correct, then we have to live by it. Decisions of life, for life. So we say, you made a decision of life, for life, live with it now. Otherwise make tawbah and make a change. That's why it's so important for our youth, and we encourage them and emphasize upon them, finishing matric, becoming of age now, 17, 18, 19. This is the time now, it's very, very, very important for them, for the parents, to send them to the ulama ikram. Send them to the senior. Sahaba ikram would say, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to say, that barakatu ma'al akabir, the barakat is with the senior ones. Alaykum bil qadim, who will fasten to your seniors. They have barakat with them, nur with them, taqwa with them, they went, they got experience already. So, go and ask them what to do. An example we give, that many of us over 30, 35, 40, even those are 25 also. And you have 15-year-old younger brother, 12-year-old younger brother. And now, you want to give him some mashwara. Tell him, do it like this. What he tells you, what you know? What you know? You're just jealous. We always give a simple example. Right, he's 10 years old, you're already 18, 19, 20, doing shopping a little bit. So a youngster now, he sees one car, made in China, plastic. Now he's throwing a tantrum, he wants that car. You tell him, you're a fool, don't buy that one there, buy that other one. Now it's a big truck, plastic one. Other one is a small one. Radio control has a wire attached to it. He says, no, you're jealous. I want the big one. He says, I'm telling you, listen to it. He said, no. Take that one home, a little bit is pushing it on, he gets tired now. See, I told you. He's taken that other one. Next time he goes shopping, a bit elder now he wants the same other one. Take the radio control one. He says, no, what do you know? He says, I'm telling you, don't take that one. You've got a wire, you run behind it. But he doesn't understand. Because that car looks very smart. The other one now, the wireless one, radio control, doesn't look so smart. But now he doesn't understand it. But you understand it, but he won't listen to you. Go on in life, as you carry on explaining, but the youngster doesn't want to. Example Hazrat gives also, youngster sitting with elderly, bigger boys. Now he's sitting there, 9, 10 years old, brother is 17, 18, sitting with his friends. He's talking all big figures, not the math figures, other figures. Talking those figures, and kilowatts, and bench press. And I said, so boring. What he says? So boring. Hazrat said, you're going to baligh still. Now he'll wipe his nose with his sleeve. Topi is upside down also. Buttons are all crooked. Just imagine become baligh a little bit. Then he's looking in the mirror. Now he has a handkerchief now. No more the sleeve he's using. Now he's to comb his hair. By what happened? He became baligh. Now he asked the bigger brother, that time you were talking about something, what you were talking about? Now it's interesting, because he became baligh. Now he wants to understand. Hazrat said, we're still not baligh. We like children still, and we don't know grow up. So we don't know ask ulama ikram. We say, now what they know? What they'll understand now? They don't know anything. We in dunya, we understand these things better. But you see, end of the day now, they say 20, 25 year cycle. Young say 18, 19, 20, don't make mashwara. At 40, 45, we'll have to come for mashwara. Manana, I made some decisions that time, hey, things didn't work out. So we asked him, that time when you made the decision, who you consulted with? I was the boss. I knew what I wanted. So you know what happened then? You know, it didn't work out. Now you'll have to come. The Quran's command, وَشَعْبِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Make mashwara. You'll have to make mashwara. You'll have to make istikhara. That time now, as a youngster thought he was very clever, telling his bigger brother, now all boring things you are talking. But when we became baligh, that is interesting. Lions, you know what they were speaking about. So how long Hazrat says is going to take us to become baligh in deen? That all these toys of dunya, and the example also, that youngster, applies to myself and all of us. In the beginning now, they're small, before it's called a coggy, now they're called the Hot Wheels or something. That's to give us a thrill. Right? Then you pull that one back, it's going so fast, that gave us a thrill. Slowly so the car got bigger, from that toy car to another car, as we mentioned now, then the remote control, then the radio control, and finally now he got his eyes on his father's GTI now. He said, now I'm going to get there. I'm going to get a girl also, when she's young, she got that plastic tea set, alright, come serve you tea, and then he was acting as hot and burnt you, make biscuits for you, Play-Doh, right? Then from there, then one enamel set, whatever it may be, one plastic kitchen she's got over there, then buy a wooden kitchen over there. There she gets bigger now. Now she's choosing tops now, whether granite, whether some other type of material tops. Now, it's a real thing. Hazrat says, it's just big people's toys. Big men's toys, get over it now. I got over the small car, and you got over your cricket bat, you're sleeping with it also. All right, and the soccer ball too. It was a thrill. First toggies, what do you call them? Togs. The time is to wear. So togs also now. First time he bought it. What if the first day he came back home, he got dirty, he went and had a bath with it now. All right. But they said, what you did? He said, it was dirty. He was so thrilled about it, he mustn't get dirty. He said, all toys, Caesar. So all the big things also, that car and that kitchen, everything, it's just big people's toys. Get over it now. Get into the real action. These surahs at night, these are real things. That will design your qabr for you. These three quls now will protect you from the azab of the qabr. Not just some chores and robbers in dunya. This thing now, the robbers have our money. But in the qabr now, don't have iman, you've got a problem there. So all these things preserve our iman. So all these things we have to read it, because so many things security just to protect our lives and our wealth. What about security of iman? So secure our iman, our taqwa, our amal. Yes, we have iman. Hazrat says sometimes that iman gets so weak, taqwa gets broken, we're on the plane. 300 passengers all involved in haram. So me too, I put the screen on. Taqwa is gone over there. A little bit turbulence, then you make istighfar, put it off. I didn't kalima a little bit. I don't know, go down now. Like Allah Pak, trying to fool Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Have taqwa. Have fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yes, temptation is there. Must have the courage. Make dua. Carry your Quran Sharif, tasbih in your hand. Now, December is coming, we're free now. Like there's no khuda, there's no Allah, I can do what I want. No fear whatsoever. And just go with the flow. Go with the flow. Allah protect us. Is that a joke? The qabr is real. The qabr is real. There's a protection of iman, protection of a'mal. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said also, none of you should pass away except while he is in the condition where he retains good thoughts regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah would always be kind to me. Also one statement many of us make. We say Allah ta'ala bo ghafoor rahim cha. Allah bohot ghafoor rahim. Allah ta'ala is very ghafoor rahim. Allah will forgive. He's making guna right now. Allah ta'ala is very forgiving. Tell that to your father now when he smashed the car. Then you say, Papa, I know you're very kind. He say, after a few clubs, then you see how kind I am. But you stole the car and you smashed it. Now you're coming with your chun over here. But Allah Paka break every command. Allah is ghafur rahim. Doesn't work like that, my dear brothers. Doesn't work like that. That Allah is, and many a person thinks now, I'll make the guna, then I'll make tawbah after that. Because the ulama say, if you make the guna, you make tawbah, Allah definitely will forgive. And Allah will forgive, so I'll make the guna. Then I'll make tawbah after that. Whether you get tawfiq to make tawbah, sincere tawbah means that I'm giving it up. That app is off my phone. The app is off my phone. Haram is that in my life. Now I make tawbah. Allah is ghafoor rahim for who? لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا 19th bar, Allah says, the person who makes tawbah, renews the iman, do amal salih. Person makes tawbah, renews his iman, and he turns to amal, Allah says, that person will forgive him. Not just now he stopped the guna, and I'm making tawbah now. But the avenue is still open. It's still there. Then Allah will forgive him. So just having this thought, Allah will forgive. Yes, we have to believe Allah will forgive. As if we have to make an effort to change. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was advising the ummah in a compassionate manner that they should continue striving to do good actions until the hour of death arrives, so that the crucial moment they may have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shouldn't be that at that moment that you lose hope in Allah. I only did gunahs now. Ya Allah, what's going to happen to me now? That's a reality. I say, yes. That's what it means. Have good thoughts of Allah, meaning that I'm preparing for that last hour of my life. If I pass away, I have some hope that Allah will forgive me. It's a good thought of Allah. Now you are dying with sin, I don't have any good thought. Allah is going to punish me. Allah is going to... There was one, as the Shaykh has mentioned, rahmatullah, about one youngster also. Very evil young boy. Did all the gunas in the book. Was in Sakarat. People went to see him before he passed away. And they taunted him. Yeah, what are you going to do in the qabr? What are you going to do in the qabr now? You didn't change your life. In that last moment of his life, he just said, Allah is very kind. He'll be kind to me. And he passed away. Somebody sees him in a dream, roaming in Jannat. Beautiful garden, everything, palaces. How come? See, Allah Ta'ala said he is Kareem. Allah said he is kind. And I said the right thing. Allah loved it. I said it with full of hope that Allah will be kind to me, and Allah Ta'ala was kind to me also. So he died with a good thought of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala before that. So he must have made tawbah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also encouraging his ummah to hasten in seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, so that when the final moment approaches, which should be the most joyous moment of their lives, they are not overcome with thoughts of them being punished on account of their wrongdoings. Here, ulama say, iman is bayna raja'i wal khuf. What is iman? Belief in Allah is between hope in the mercy of Allah and fear of the punishment of Allah. This is iman. But a person's gauge is in the center. Hazrat say, like how you have the heat gauge in the car. It goes too cold, that's a problem. Goes on heat, that too is a problem. So it must be just in the center. So iman has to be in the center. It mustn't go too much in the heat also. A person loses hope that Allah Ta'ala won't forgive me. It doesn't go too cold also, that he has no fear of Allah. Doesn't have any fear. So it's between both fear and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here they advise us also, a person in his jawan, in his young age, you should have more fear of Allah. Old age, you have more hope of Allah. But today we find the opposite. The youngster is brazen. I say, Allah will forgive it. Old people, they're fearful. What's going to happen to us in the qabr? Now we're afraid, Ya Allah, mustn't punish us for our evil deeds, for our past life, so much qaza we have, etc., etc. So the whole tables have turned over. Whereas a young person should have more fear in him right now. Old people, more hope in Allah. Ya Allah, you give us life with iman, so many years, alhamdulillah. Allah will forgive. The young man should fear more of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and to prepare for maut before maut, inshaAllah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.